The kick is away. And the kick is... It's good!
And now for something completely different.
Hey, everybody, I'm Chef Tim Lopez.
Kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
I work as a line chef and first cook at the Eagles NovaCare in South Philadelphia. And this show is about taking a look at football through the foods that we all love. We're going to talk with players, coaches, chefs, and celebrities about the food culture of our team and our Eagles community. This is Feeding the Birds. Welcome to the very first edition, our first take on Feeding the Birds. I'm Chef Tim Lopez. This podcast is about food. It's not about opinion makers, not about playmakers, not about scores or stats. We're dealing with food. We're dealing with what the players eat. We're dealing with what the coaches like to eat. We're dealing with what the fans eat when they get fired up for the team. So over the next many, many episodes, I hope, we will be able to talk with all of these people about how they connect with their football culture through the wide variety of foods that we all love and enjoy to watch our Eagles. Today we're going to sit down with quarterback Carson Wentz and talk about some of his favorite foods and what he likes to eat. Later we're going to check out Chef Noel Foracia and talk to him a little bit about some of the things that he makes the players for snacks and for some dinners that they do for them. And then I had a special opportunity to not sit down but to walk into the Bleeding Green Nation that is Eagles tailgating and talk to some of our fabulous fans at the tailgate at the Giants game. So sit back and relax, buckle up, because you're about to hear a very different kind of podcast. Let's sit down and talk with Carson Wentz. How you doing, Carson? Thanks for coming in to talk to us today.
Doing great, Tim.
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about your favorite foods here at the NovaCare. I understand you're a big fan of our wings and our steaks. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I am. Every Friday with the chicken wings and the sushi, that's always a solid day. But steak would be my number one favorite food.
And I hear that you really like the steak that we had this past Friday.
Yeah, you had a nice bison. Hopefully that's a nice plug.
Oh, it's coming back,
man. Going again.
I got it ordered and ready for you. We're going to do it again because that was amazing. I also know that you're a big fan of this sandwich that has become a little bit popular with the other guys because you tend to go for it all the time and we hook it up for you back there.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what we're calling the Wentz sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know. It just became, for me, nice simple turkey, ham, bacon, cheese tomato sandwich.
Yeah, it's like a hooked up BLT without the lettuce because empty calories. You don't need the lettuce in there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really good.
It's really easy for me to just grab and go.
We barely see you, so we
I
get it ready
you
for
doing
you.
That all the time,
bring
bro.
It to you. Not a problem, man. And how do you balance your time and get a good meal while you're here at the NovaCare? You kind of running everywhere. What's your healthy go-to at the fuel bar? What's your healthy go-to in the cafe?
Yeah, it can be hard sometimes, without a doubt, with just practice and going back to the film room and everything. But, you know, I just try and grab anything I can real quick. Obviously, that sandwich is pretty routine lunch, whether it be a nice protein shake or something over there to kind of just fill the gap. We have a number of healthy snacks over there. I try and get my fruits in. Veggies, I'm not a crazy veggie guy, but I still try and get them in when I can. But I don't necessarily track it, but I'm very cognizant of just making sure my meals are as balanced as can be.
So you're not hardcore sports science with the nutrition, but you're down with eating healthier when you can.
For sure.
Fuel yourself up.
Without a doubt.
That's really cool, man. So that sandwich, when I make that for you, every single time I make it, it's whole grain bread. It's like perfectly toasted. We got the melted provolone. We got mayo on there. We got some seared tomato. We got really, really, really crispy bacon. And then ham and smoked turkey. And everybody loves it. All your teammates order it. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't even know that.
Give me the Wentz. They'll come in just to me. Give me the Wentz.
I go in there and you got it ready for me. So I got it ready for you,
but I got to get it ready for other guys now. So you inspired a revolution. And if you don't mind, we're going to keep calling it the Wentz.
I love that sandwich. It's a nice sandwich, but hey.
Yeah. It's a great sandwich.
There we go.
You enjoy the snacks here at the NovaCare they provide before you guys hit the field for practice?
I know
Chef Noel works hard on those.
Yeah, Chef Noel, obviously with our schedule, it's kind of a random, it's a snack, it's a lunch, it's kind of just something to kind of tide you over, and the snacks have been great. They've been healthy so that, you know, you're practicing an hour later, so you don't want to go too much with it, but they've worked out perfect.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. I'm really glad to hear that because it's good to get feedback from you on that. The thing I want to just take you out on, what is your all-time favorite food from your entire life, something that you go to, it's a guilty pleasure, what do you have to eat that you really love?
I mean, I'm a big fan of ribeyes, but boy, I'd probably go with like biscuits and gravy or something like that.
That's what I'm talking about,
biscuits,
man.
And gravy,
man, after my own heart.
Especially the ones you got school. Here, you know, you guys are killing me when you have that out for breakfast.
Yeah, And I would try to make it healthier, but I think that the defensive line would just cripple me if I did. They depend on that.
I mean, you tried whole grain biscuits.
We tried whole grain, but it didn't turn out well. They're not a fan of the whole grain, man. You know, yeah, sometimes you got to stay with the classics, so I don't try to screw
just,
with
just
that
try
one.
And have one. Just one little guilty pleasure. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Hurt.
I'm very happy. All right, man. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, it was really good to sit down with Carson. I'm really glad he had time in his schedule to come and talk with us about his favorite foods. And speaking of favorite foods, the interview I have next, it was one of our great chefs in the kitchen at Eagles NovaCare, Chef Noel Foratia. And he's going to talk with us about some of the healthy snacks and really good eats that he gives the team. How you doing today, Noel?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing great, man. I just got out of an interview with Carson Wentz. We were talking about some of his favorite foods and snacks, and you're big time in the snack department here at the NovaCare. Can you tell us a little bit about how you work with the team and work with the kitchen for snacks?
My goal for snacks usually is try to implement stuff that the guys are familiar with and they're comfortable with eating. I don't try to go too crazy and be too creative, because my goal at the end of the day, I want them to all grab something to go, you know, and eat.
Right, because they're hitting that stuff right before they hit the field, so it's got to be something nutritious and healthy. But can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
A lot of people that are listening, when we think snacks, you know, you or I are thinking like grab a bag of chips, maybe get a pretzel, you know, maybe get beef jerky, I don't know. What I think of as a snack, maybe that's not the same thing as a player snack. Tell us a little bit about what you make.
So a player snack will be like, for example, yesterday was burritos, some brown rice, fruit, and maybe some chips on the side. It's like a buffet line for them.
So that's a snack?
Yeah, they grab and go.
Grab and go and just eat it like they're eating it as they're getting ready to pull the helmets on and run outside.
Right. But okay. They have like 45 minutes to eat the snack and then get ready for practice.
Oh, they got time. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not like,
all right, so it's not like they're eating it on the field or whatever. Okay. I'm really curious about how you make everyone's favorite snacks, and yet you're going to concentrate on making it healthy for them. They're going out there to practice. They're going out there to work out and do their thing. So how do you give them what they really want to eat but make it healthy?
The focus on usually the snacks is kind of high carbs, because they're going to burn a lot of energy when on the field. So usually it's pasta, rice for them. And like for snack-wise, we obviously want protein because they're football players, you know, high protein stuff. So it's chicken, beef, I'll throw in shrimp. So for example, yesterday we had chicken and bison. That's the main protein with some brown rice. Usually the guys like brown rice a lot, so I don't try to go with white rice because no one really eats the white rice.
Right, I can understand why they like the brown. It's a lot healthier.
With some tomatoes, corn, lettuce in the wraps as well. I'll have like rice on the side for them as well.
It's like hooked up Mexican food, but just with a healthier spin with the bison and the leaner chicken and stuff like that. That's cool. You got any guys that are huge fans of the bison? Anybody like really just in the church of bison walking around saying, y'all should be eating the bison. What's wrong with you?
You have a fair amount of guys that like the bison. You know, the quarterback here.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Wentz, he is a big fan of bison. We were talking about bison ribeyes during our interview, and he's keen on those big time. You were telling me earlier today about one of his go-to things. Y'all made him for breakfast. Run that down for us.
So when at the snack bar, the field bar where I used to work at, I'll do a peanut butter morning oats. So it's peanut butter, chia seeds, flax seeds, almond milk, protein powder, and I'll layer it with some bananas. Think of it as cold oatmeal.
Cold oatmeal, okay, but it's packed with protein and healthy carbs and stuff like that. And that was Wentz's go-to?
Yeah. Usually he requested that in the morning.
Okay, that's so cool. A lot of other guys follow suit. I know a lot of times when we make Carson a special sandwich in the cafe or hook up some steaks for him, the other guys are pretty much right behind him to gather some of that stuff up. They kind of like to eat like Carson.
Right.
You find that for snacks as well?
The main go-to that I must have down there is like the peanut butter protein balls. With peanut butter, chocolate chips, oatmeal, flax seeds. I use as protein pancake mix. I think you're familiar with it. Kodiak protein pancake mix.
We use that quite a bit in the cafe.
So it's kind of hold together and kind of keep it from making it dry.
And they just pop one of these as like a quick protein bite?
Yeah, it's like two in the cups and you just pop one. See, for them, they don't like protein bars because it's too heavy, and it's perfect. It's light. Two bites and you're done. That's all they need.
That's all they need. They're absolutely perfect. What other kinds of stuff do you keep at the fuel bar for them?
Protein pudding. They like that a lot. Parfaits, they love that. Boiled eggs, two per cup.
A lot of high protein stuff.
Yeah, that's like the name of the game
around
here.
A lot of fruit down there too?
Yeah, I have fruit cups for them, different rays of fruit, pineapple, watermelon, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, like a berry cup.
That's really cool how sports nutrition is so focused down there. They can literally walk out of the gym or walk out of the locker room, grab something quick, and just get on to what they're doing if they can't make it into the cafe. I mean, obviously, we want them to come into the cafe all the time, but I like how you guys have that set up down there.
Oh, yeah, because the timing is everything. It's really important because they're busy people, you know. They have, like, meetings. You know about meetings.
I know all about the meetings.
The meetings.
One of the things we hear all the time is, I got meetings, man. Can you make that to go? All the time. We're used to it.
Definitely. So everything for them is to go, put in a box, and they can walk out because they're really busy people.
You get any special requests from anybody, from any coaches or players that definitely want something specific?
So for burritos was requested from last week from one of the guys.
Chris Maragos, right?
Yeah, he definitely wanted that. He loved it. One of the coaches, not really a request, but I make sure he gets it every day to keep consistent, is quesadillas. He told me he could eat it every day in a burrito, so I try to give him quesadillas every day. He hasn't complained once since
I've
done
it. That's cool, man. You run the risk sometimes. I know we do this in the cafe. We run the risk of sometimes making the same things over and over again, and sometimes it can get stale. But when you twist it up, you guys change the protein in your quesadillas. You maybe change the type of wrap. You're changing the type of salsa that's with it. So it's still the same product, but you just twist it up, so it's different for them all the time. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, the first time I made the burritos, I did a chipotle ranch sauce for the burritos. I changed it up this time and do a cilantro ranch to use a different flavor, and the guys seem to like it.
You did some shrimp taquitos, I think it was last week.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely amazing. They got rave reviews from everybody that encountered them. I heard a lot of good news from the players on them. And then when you do the sliders and you do the Kobe beef sliders, they kill those. And it's cool. I mean, a lot of people don't know, when we're talking to Noel about doing this, he's not only feeding the players, he's also feeding the coaches, football ops, anybody who's walking by when that snack is down there. So he's got a wide variety of people to satisfy. So is there any trick to it? How do you balance all that? How do you make these guys happy?
My goal usually is to think of, all right, I kind of focus on the players, so I think about cooking for teenage boys. What would teenage guys want to eat? And like stuff they're comfortable with, so like pizza bagels, like chicken skewers, little sliders, stuff that I know they can grab and go, but they're not like, oh, what is this?
Right, because you're not getting crazy creative and doing stuff in like phyllo pastry or anything like that.
Yeah.
No crazy hors d'oeuvre looking stuff.
Nah.
Just this is basic stuff that you're used to. We're just putting a healthy twist on it for the betterment of you out on that field. Thanks a lot for taking time out of your busy schedule to sit down with us today, man. I really appreciate it. I know you're working hard keeping those guys fueled up, so. Probably going to have you back throughout the season, you know, just to get updates on what you're doing with the guys, how you keep them hydrated and fueled up, all right?
All right, I look forward to it,
man.
All right,
thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. Hey, it was really good to sit down with Chef Noel and hear what he have to say about feeding the birds, but I really want to get involved with some of our fans, and I had a chance recently during the Giants game to walk the lot and talk to some really good tailgaters about their favorite foods on game day.
I'm here today to talk to you about your tailgate traditions. What's your name?
My name is Rob. How are you?
Good. How you doing, brother? Where are you from?
From Bucks County, from Newtown.
Oh, a lot of Bucks County today representing. That's great, man. What's some of the food you have to have at your tailgate today?
Steaks. Steaks, baby. Hold
steaks
on.
All the way?
You got to go. If you're going to go steak, you got to go big. Either fillets. This is a ribeye. We also had New York strip out there today. Come have one. Can I cook something for you?
Yeah, throw something on the grill. Let's get some sound. Anything you want. Give me your best shot. All right, so we're trying a nice cut of steak here from Rob. Man, that is gorgeous. Look how that's cut. That's beautiful. What kind of seasonings and marinades you use on your meat?
So I have to say it's Montreal steak.
Montreal steak straight up. I use that all the time. Cook for the birds. All right, so we're going to do a test bite here. That's killer, bro.
Delicious.
That's killer.
Yeah,
that is
baby.
So tender and delicious and juicy.
A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Nice to meet you guys. What's your names?
Phil and Tim.
Phil and Tim, where are you guys from?
Philadelphia.
Wilmington.
Okay, awesome. Great to have Delaware represent, Philly represent, amen. How long you been tailgating in this spot?
We've been here probably 25 years.
25 years. God bless you, man.
Yeah.
Way to support your team. Tell us about some of these kick-ass eats you got today.
You know, we try to do every tailgate. Great Cappy, who's back there, the son of these tailgates. We try to do something that's germane to who we're playing.
Amen.
Like for the Redskins, we'll do crabs and we'll do crab cakes, right? So we didn't know exactly what to do with the Giants, so we made up these beautiful Odell Beckham burgers.
Looks just like him. You know, he's got onions for hair, onions for eyes.
Yep.
Way to represent.
Thank
we do something
much.
Over at the Birds we call Devour the Competition. Every Wednesday, we focus on the city we're playing. We focus on one of their main specialties in food. We eat it, and then we go kick their butts.
There we go.
So that's what I'm talking about. Way to bring it, man.
We're going to eat Odell Beckham's lunch right here.
There you go.
All right?
Way to devour the competition here.
Our problem this morning is we need everybody to say a little prayer because our Winnebago broke down on the way in.
All right, let's get a prayer for the Winnebago.
There we go.
You guys mind if I lead it?
Go.
All right, let's put our hands in. All right. Lord above, thank you for granting us this wonderful day to watch the birds kick butt.
Go Eagles!
We pray for our dear departed Winnebago, get her back on her feet, take us all the way home to the promised land. Can I get a go, birds?
Go birds!
guys.
Amen. Why don't you put Beckham on the grill, and why don't we let our guys put the whole team on the grill inside that stadium? Can we get Eagles? Eagles cheer?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Thank you so much.
It was an amazing experience to connect with our fans that way. And hey, fans, we want you to connect with us. So please subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you find podcasts. Please rate us and comment often. We want to hear from you. I want to hear recipes. I want to hear questions. I want to hear comments. I want to hear about your food. That's why we're doing this. We're interested in you, and we need as much interest from you as we can get in us. I'm going to plug my Instagram here real quick. It's chef.tim, T-I-M, .phl.eagles. And you can see some pictures of some of the foods we cook at NovaCare on there. I'll also be putting up recipes and that amazing Carson Wentz sandwich that we discussed. You want to see it? Then you can make it by going to my Instagram. So I just want to give a shout out to Chefs Jason, Matt, Pee-wee, Chef Gary, Chef Noel, Chef Dira, Keisha, and Andre. You guys are the reason I can do what I do every day. It's a great support that I get from y'all. And we all work together to make sure we can keep feeding the birds. So thank you. So that's it for us on Feeding the Birds. Why don't you join us next time when we step off the field and take a look at what's on the plate. Go Birds! What is your all-time favorite food from your entire life? Something that you go to, it's a guilty pleasure. What do you have to eat that you really love?
I mean, I'm a big fan of ribeyes, but boy, I'd probably go with like biscuits and gravy or something like that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Biscuits
man.
And gravy
after
are,
my own heart. That
especially the ones you got school. Here. You know, you guys are killing me when you have that out for breakfast.
Yeah, and I would try to make it healthier, but I think that the defensive line would just cripple me if I did.